Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
One thing I wanted to share, though, with you as we continue this this conversation about Biden and what happens here is I've heard a lot of people question the money aspect and what happens to all this money that Joe Biden's raised. And a few people have pointed that out to say, Rich, he can't go anywhere because he's raised all this money and they can't transfer it that easily and yada, yada, yada. Well, there was a piece today in The Wall Street Journal that was excellent. And the title of it is Biden has 100 million reasons to stay in. Now, Charlie Spies wrote this, and the key is that he has to become the nominee in order to transfer that money. So a lot of people have been incorrectly stating on social media in the last couple, really since the debate, yeah, but Biden's got all this money and he can't just easily hand it off to somebody else. And that's the end of it. It's a little more complicated than that, as most things in life usually are. Campaign finance rules create an incentive for Joe Biden to stay in the race through the Democratic National Convention in August. Now, I disagree with him in this perspective. The Democrat National Convention in August, while technically Biden has to stay in the race until that point, he doesn't have to be nominated in August, and I think it's easier for them if they nominate him in July. And then his health gets worse, and then they have to make a swap at the convention. But at that point, but not before, Mr. Biden would be able to transfer his campaign's anticipated $100 million war chest to Vice President Kamala Harris, assuming that she, too, is still on the ticket. Now, if Biden drops out before the Democrat Party formally makes him the nominee, then Federal Election Commission rules dictate that no more than $2,000 of any campaign funds that he raised may be transferred to any other candidate, including Ms. Harris. The Federal Election Campaign Act governs what a presidential campaign may do with excess campaign funds, which is what money would be left in the Biden for President campaign. Those excess funds may be contributed in an unlimited amount to the Democratic National Committee or an independent expenditure committee. Presidential campaigns may also contribute such funds to other federal campaigns, but they are subject to contribution limits, which are $2,000 per election. So before the nomination officially goes to Biden, his campaign is limited to donating $2,000 to the Democratic nominee, whoever that person is. Some Democratic election lawyers have asserted that if Mr. Biden drops out now, all his funds could go to a new Harris campaign. That's incorrect. In September 2012, the Romney for President campaign added running mate Paul Ryan to its FEC Form 1, indicating on line 5 that it was the principal campaign committee for the Republican Party's nominee for president and vice president. If Romney had dropped out of the race at that after that point, then another rule would have kicked in, providing that the campaign depository designated by the principal campaign committee of a political party's candidate for president shall be the campaign depository for that political party's candidate for the office of vice president. Importantly, and unlike that example, Mr. Biden isn't currently the Democrat Party's nominee. I know we're all acting like he is, but he's not. He has not been formally nominated yet. Same with Kamala Harris. She's not been formally nominated yet. Neither has Donald Trump. He will be next week in Milwaukee. We'll be there live. We'll be doing the show live on the road next week, covering the Republican National Convention for you. We'll actually be at both conventions this year. I'm not looking forward to Chicago, but I may be looking forward to Chicago because it may just turn out to be an absolute, well, even more of a bigger catastrophe than what we're watching on a day-to-day basis here. But I'm very excited for Milwaukee, and I'm excited to do the show live from Radio Row there next week. But at that point, when Trump's running mate is formally nominated first, and then Trump is formally nominated as president, or vice versa, however the rules of the RNC are, either way, then they're the nominees. Until that point, they are the presumptive nominees. And presumptive nominee is a title with no legal status in federal election law, so standard contribution limits apply. Once he's the nominee, however, if he were to drop out after he's the nominee, then at that point, then it makes transferring the money a lot easier. Now, it's complicated. It gets into a court issue with regards to what happens if he were to drop out before he's officially nominated. And that's why I think they're going to nominate him as quickly as possible. Also, too, to quell any potential issues where you have someone coming in and trying to steal the nomination away from the Democrat Party brokers who want to control this process. If President Biden is committed to passing the torch to his vice president and wants to be able to send her campaign the current money that he has, he'll first have to become the party's legal nominee. After shuffling through the Democrat National Committee's planned roll call vote, he'd then be free to drop out. So when they have this virtual roll call vote, which is scheduled for July, at that point, once he's nominated, he's free to drop out. Now, a couple things will happen after that. Number one, any state, in my opinion, that tries to keep the nominee from being changed on their ballot is going to lose in court. And I'm going to cite the New Jersey precedent for that, because that's what happened in 2002 when Robert Torricelli, as I mentioned to you, dropped out well after the deadline. And a unanimous New Jersey Supreme Court said it doesn't matter. The people deserve to have a Democrat nominee. And there were a lot of people that filed friends of the court briefs in that case from various third parties who said people have lots of options. The court didn't care. And the U.S. Supreme Court did not get involved. And there's another reason, too, which I also think is very relevant here, is that since we have Chevron and the court overturned Chevron to say that you can't just go the deference to these federal agencies, all it takes really is one judge to come out and say, yeah, you can't block them from being on the ballot. And I know that technically speaking, states control their own elections, but it is a federal election where you're dealing with electors to the presidency. And I think that even at the worst case scenario for them, which is that a state says we're not going to change the name on the ballot, the electors don't change, and those electors would still vote for whoever the Democrat nominee is. So remember, you and I don't get to vote for president. We get to vote for the electors. They vote for president at the Electoral College, which is not actually a real place, but it is a symbolic place. And certainly within the Constitution, it's how we choose the president of the United States of America. So, but the key point of this is Biden has to become his party's nominee. Now, I know what's going to happen. Whenever they have that DNC roll call vote and they formally nominate Joe Biden, everybody is going to come on social media and say, I told you Biden's going to be the nominee. And people are going to start tweeting at me, and I guess they're going to pretend like they didn't hear me say all this. or they're going to act like they missed the show that day. But I'll say it again. And Charlie Spies is a former counsel of the Republican National Committee. He's a lawyer. He's a former counsel to the chairman of the Federal Election Commission. Once Biden is the official nominee, he's free to drop out. He will not drop out before that happens. I'm telling you this. You can write it down. It's 4:09 p.m. on Tuesday, July 9th. Papa Zioli's birthday. Happy birthday, Dad. Joe Biden will be the Democrat nominee. He's not going to be the candidate in November, in my opinion, but he will be the Democrat nominee. It's just easier. It's easier to deal with. They can control the process. They can control the money. They control all these things. And I think there's also the reason why they're doing this virtual campaign call, because I know they're saying they got to do it to get on the ballot in Ohio, but they're not going to win Ohio. And it's a lot easier if Biden's the nominee in July on a conference call, and then you revert to the Democrat National Committee bylaws, which explain the process by which they then choose a successor if the nominee drops out. It doesn't automatically go to the delegates anymore. Now, ultimately, that person will have to be formally ratified at the convention. But the DNC, being the DNC, has decided that they want to bypass the delegates as much as they possibly can. So the super delegates, these are the extra privileged special Democrats. These are the party elites, the Obamas and the Clintons and all the people that actually run the show. They'll pick the nominee. They'll pick the successor. Maybe it'll be Kamala Harris. Maybe it won't. But assuming it's Kamala Harris, well, there you go. That makes it very simple to just transfer the money over to her. And he points this out, and this is a key point here, and I'll quote this. If President Biden is committed to passing the torch to his vice president and wants to be able to send her campaign with the current Biden for President campaign war chest, he'll first have to become his party's legal nominee. After shuffling through the Democrat National Committee's planned roll call vote, he'd be free to drop out. Ms. Harris could seamlessly slip into the driver's seat. That's a risky strategy, as it requires maintaining an obvious fiction under intense public scrutiny for another 6 weeks. Mr. Biden insists he will stay in the race. Does he really mean it? Even if he doesn't, the Democrat Party has a strong financial incentive to play along. And that's what I've also been saying to you. All these cries that you hear about Biden saying he's not going anywhere, all these cries from people who are saying they're standing with Biden today, Gretchen Whitmer, who also wants to be the party's nominee or at least the number two pick. She was on The View saying exactly what Gavin Newsom was saying in Bucks County. I don't even want to entertain the thought of Joe Biden being replaced. He's our nominee and we're sticking by him. Of course they have to say that. They have to make sure that whoever the person is, that the Democrats still come out and vote. And it doesn't look like it was a coup. My opinion is the fix is in. Joe Biden is going out. Joe Biden knows he's going out. And this is the game that has to be played so that they can maintain control. And these people have the goods on this guy with the Hunter Biden laptop. Remember, that laptop was not about covering up for Hunter Biden's nudie pics. It was about proving the corruption of the Joe Biden crime family and 10% for the big guy, and on it goes. But in order for them to pull this off, this is a heist. This is their Lufthansa heist. In order for them to pull this off, they have to act like everything is going to be fine, that Joe Biden's going to stay in this race, and that only Joe Biden can make the decision to take Joe Biden out. Now, that's a lie, and you know it. But they have to pretend. And that's what we're watching here. We're watching more gaslighting that's happening. Now, I think Republicans would be very wise right now to immediately start a Stop the Swap campaign and let it be known to the American people that this is what they're planning to do. And I'm fully confident they're planning to do this because I lived through this in New Jersey. And it was 2002 when Doug Forrester was going to beat Robert Torricelli and become the first Republican elected to the United States Senate since the 1970s. And Torricelli was going down because he was corrupt. And they swapped him out. And we all watched it happen. Everybody in New Jersey politics watched it happen. And we saw the court cases and we saw the challenges. And I remember that those days where you would have the counsel to the Republican National Committee. Ironically enough, Bill Baroni of Bridgegate was out on the courthouse steps representing Forrester and the New Jersey GOP. And they would have all their arguments about they made in front of the Supreme Court about how the people have plenty of choices and the law is the law and the statute is clear and this is the deadline. And the county clerks have already certified the ballots and overseas ballots have been mailed out. And this is be usurping election law, usurping state election law. We also watched that exact thing happen in 2020 in Pennsylvania, when the same arguments were made, when the Pennsylvania Supreme Court said that any ballots received after the deadline would still be counted. And we saw the same lawsuits where people said the state legislature gets to select the time, manner, and place of the election. The Supreme Court has no right to overrule that. And the court didn't care, and the Supreme Court didn't stop them. And we saw what happened in Pennsylvania, and Joe Biden won. So if you're putting your faith in the courts to stop this, then I hate to tell you, you're going to be sadly disappointed. Now, the good news, though, is that I don't think it matters. I think Trump still wins. But the ruse that we're all watching here is everybody pretending like Biden is really going to still be the nominee. He will be nominated. He will be nominated in July. He'll be nominated on that conference call. He has to be. Has to be. That's why we're watching this farce in front of our eyes. You know, when people say, well, he's not going anywhere and only he gets to make that decision. Eh, I don't believe that. I don't believe that for a second because of the Hunter Biden situation. And Hunter Biden keeps showing up at the White House. Keeps showing up for meetings. Keeps showing up. I think that's also very deliberate, too. I really do. I think it's very deliberate. I think the reason why is because Joe Biden, to save himself, and I've said this a while ago, I think Joe Biden will ultimately pardon Hunter, make it all go away. That'll be part of the deal. Gets him out with dignity, because that's what it's all about at this point. How do you get Biden out with dignity? How do you leave the old fool in some way, shape, or form to be able to exit stage left, far left, with some modicum of dignity left? Well, he pardons his kid, says, I got to spare him from the indignity of a trial. I can't risk it again, blah, blah, blah. And I got to get out of the race. But I think the fix is in. I think it always has been. What does Trump think? Hannity asked him last night on Fox News. And this is what the former and future president said. Cut number one.
Do you, Mr. President, do you want Joe Biden to step aside? Do you care?
Well, we've prepared for him, but I don't think it's going to matter. We had a great 4 years. Our border was the strongest ever. Our economy pre-COVID was incredible, the best ever. But then when we got hit with the gift from China, the China virus, that came in and we did a fantastic job. And we got it back where the stock market was actually higher to just prior to COVID coming in. So, I mean, we've done a job. The military, we defeated ISIS, took out the worst terrorists in the world and defeated ISIS. So that was a big thing. I was told it would take 5 years and it took us a couple of months.
What do you make of all the talk that if Biden steps aside or is pushed out, that it would be Vice President Harris? Do you expect that much would change?
Well, I think that it will be her. I think they are very concerned about the vote if it's not her. They are very, very, they're gun shy. They don't want to do it any other way. I've actually come to believe that's what they're going to do. I think she's an ineffective person. She was in charge of the border. She's never been there. She didn't do a good job, and she hasn't done a job on a lot of things. So, but it would seem to me that from a political standpoint, that's who they're going with. They're not even talking about alternatives.
The other issue, too, with regard to this whole idea of swapping out Joe Biden and first making him the formal nominee, is it keeps them from having to worry about Bernie Sanders or somebody else. The people that will make this decision are the very same people who want to control every single aspect of this because they need the war in Ukraine to keep going. Now, interestingly enough, James Carville, the raging Cajun, spoke to the lesser Cuomo, Chris Cuomo. He's actually calling for Clinton and Obama to help select fresh options to replace Biden. See, Carville knows that Kamala Harris also loses. Carville knows that the other names you keep hearing, they also lose too. So this is what Carville's big plan is right now. And I think he's speaking for the Democrat power brokers, no question about it. Take a listen.
He is going to,
if he's saying I won't drop.
You know, he's going to come to the conclusion that this is just not a good idea. And he's going to resist it. And he's going to listen to his family. He's already going to go, It's all the same. We blame the staff. Then we blame the media. Then it's the elites in a Democratic Party. Do I look elite? What the hell's elite about growing up in rural South Louisiana and going to LSU? And this is all across the country. And I understand it's all predictable. And he's got to go through this, and he'll get there sooner as opposed to later.
Sooner opposed to later. Where's your confidence come from?
Chris, I don't predict things. I'm just telling you, it's inevitable. He will come to the conclusion. People will get the message to him. He will understand. His family will understand. They'll pray on it, and they'll make the right decision. I don't have any doubt about it, but while we dilly-dallying around here, somebody's got to think of where we go from here. And that's what I'm trying to say in the time.
Listen, I think you're right. I think your party went down the wrong road, and they went a long way down it, and now they got to figure out a new course. Do you think Clinton and Obama would agree with your idea in the New York Times today for them to
drive a
town hall,
a series of town halls? Better to ask forgiveness and permission. I just throw an idea out there. All right, I'm just trying to stimulate what we're doing right now to have a conversation about the future and a future without a criminal president and a criminal Supreme Court. We have a criminal Supreme Court now. We had a criminal president. We might have one back. I want to stop that.
So what his point is, all the elites have to get together and make this determination and make this pick. And that's the big story of the day, brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Vanaria. VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. VanariaVanaria, VanariaDental.com. He's the best, my buddy Dr. Mike Vanaria. I'm actually seeing him tomorrow, as a matter of fact. Because, yes, he is truly my personal dentist. Anyway, I think that's relevant here. I also think, too, the trust in the media, if there was any left, and I don't think there should be any left, but after watching this absolute fiasco of the White House fembot going out there and trying to tell everybody that it was cheap fakes and then now spinning this, and then the White House press corps is obviously very angry over this. They should be. They have every reason to be. But the good news is that I hope everybody finally sees what we've been saying for years, which is the media is just another extension of the Democrat Party. The corporate media is there to do the bidding of government. And that's the reality here. They're still trying, though. They're still going to keep doing everything they possibly can to make it seem like this is normal, because they have to control the process every step of the way. All right, now who will Trump pick as his VP? That's the question. And does a potential Biden dropout change that? We'll talk about that as the show continues. I want to thank my friends at Cherry Hill Volvo for their amazing sponsorship of the show and our station. Relationships matter at Cherry Hill Volvo. I say it a lot. It's a guiding principle in how Judith and her team run their business. They build great relationships by providing a luxury Volvo experience every single time, every day. They do what is right and making sure you drive away completely satisfied with the best deals available. And the result is so many of their customers, like me, become customers for life. Cherry Hill Volvo has customers who've been with them for as long as 30 years. It's an incredible testament to their high level of service and the value they provide. And it's possible to get the absolute best deal on a new Volvo while enjoying fantastic buying experience at Cherry Hill Volvo. And they're doing a big renovation over there right now. And because Judith knows that renovations come with a little bit of a added inconvenience, although it's really not that bad. I was just there recently, picked up my XC60, beautiful SUV, love driving it. They're doubling down on their incentives, their aggressive promotions to give you the absolute best opportunity to buy a Volvo. It's right now. And they got incredible cars in stock. So go see them today. They're minutes over the bridge on Route 70 in Cherry Hill, and they would love to give you that luxury buying experience that you deserve. So whether it's a brand new Volvo, a certified pre-owned, or a lease, you'll be in great hands with my friend Judith Krupnik, Yosef Cohen, and the entire team at Cherry Hill Volvo, our studio sponsor, because we broadcast live from the Cherry Hill Volvo studios, where relationships matter.
The Zioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
If you'd like to weigh in today, everything we're discussing, illegal voters, illegal immigrant voters, we got to talk about that. It's a big deal. It's a big topic. And of course, not surprising. Joe Biden formally opposes the bill requiring voters prove their citizenship. That came out today. Shocking. President Joe Biden, or yesterday, rejected a bill in Congress that would require individuals to show proof of U.S. citizenship to register to vote in elections for federal office. A policy statement from the Biden administration said it strongly opposes the Safeguard American Voter Eligibility Act, which was introduced by Congressman Chip Roy of Texas earlier this year and is expected to get a vote in the Republican-led House as early as this week. Quote, it is already illegal for non-citizens to vote in federal elections. It is a federal crime punishable by prison and fines. The alleged justification for this bill is based on easily disproven falsehoods. Additionally, making a claim of citizenship or unlawfully voting in an election is punishable by removal from the United States and a permanent bar to admission. A statement added, again, this is Biden's statement. States already have effective safeguards in place to verify voters' eligibility and maintain the accuracy of voter rolls. This bill would do nothing to safeguard elections, but it would make it much harder for all eligible Americans to register to vote and increase the risk that eligible voters are purged from voter rolls. Well, that's a lie, obviously. And if that's the case, if the federal law already prohibits this, then what are you worried about? Why not just go along with this? Because as Congressman Chip Roy pointed out on Twitter, federal law currently prohibits states from verifying citizenship status during registration for federal elections. The SAVE Act requires proof of citizenship to register and would remove non-citizens from voter rolls. What are Democrats fearful of? This is basic stuff, you would think. House Democrat leaders, of course, are also against the bill, claiming it would prevent Americans from registering to vote with their driver's license alone and make a passport the only acceptable standalone form of identification. They said the bill would create an extreme burden for countless Americans and further intimidate election officials and overburden states' abilities to enroll new voters. Axios noted that Speaker Mike Johnson released a report last month in favor of the SAVE Act, warning that a National Voter Registration Act loophole that does not require states to ask for proof of citizenship when registering an individual to vote in federal elections, but rather relies on individuals to merely attest they are a citizen and eligible to vote. The report also cited evidence of non-citizens on voter rolls in various states. Biden administration statement said the evidence is clear that the current laws to prevent non-citizen voting are working as intended. Right. So let me play you a clip. It kind of goes against that just a little bit. Just a tiny little bit here. So this is a, let's see if I can pull it up here. This is, where is it? I sent that to you, Matt, right? I think I sent that to you, if I'm not mistaken, before the show.
Yeah.
Yes. This is from a hearing on Capitol Hill. Representative Brian Steele explains how non-citizens receive voter registration forms. And the reforms in the SAVE Act that now Biden and the Democrats are formally opposing, of course, because they want to do everything possible to make it easy to cheat. And obviously very easy for non-citizens to vote. That's what they want. That's why they're flooding the zone. They're flooding the border with illegal immigrants, and then they want to hand them voter registration forms. And since there's no requirement that states have to actually say, prove that you're a citizen, they're signing these people up. We know they are. We also know, we've talked about this before, that when you as an illegal immigrant come to this country and you're eligible for all these federal bennies, you're also able to register to vote through another loophole when they sign you up for Social Security and all the other nonsense that you should not be getting in the first place. But we're so compassionate. Anyway, this is what Congressman Brian Steele said. Take a listen.
It's critical reforms to existing legislation that strengthens current law by requiring documentary proof of U.S. citizenship to register to vote in federal elections. The National Voter Registration Act currently requires states to give voter registration forms to everyone who receives a driver's license, regardless of citizenship. For example, in Illinois, like many states, non-citizens can obtain a driver's license. Under the NVRA, these non-citizens would be given voter registration forms. And just a few years ago, Illinois had to remove hundreds of non-citizens from its voter rolls. All an applicant has to do is check a box saying they're a citizen, and the citizenship verification process is over. Following the 2013 Supreme Court case, Arizona versus Intertribal, the NVRA prevents states from asking applicants for confirmation of citizenship. The SAVE Act would require states to obtain documentary proof of U.S. citizenship and identity in person when registering an individual to vote in a federal election. The change to the NVRA would direct states to establish a process for applicants who do not have documentary proof of citizenship, but are in fact U.S. citizens, under a process developed by the Election Assistance Commission. The SAVE Act would require states to set up a program to remove non-citizens from their voter rolls. In order to assist with this process, the bill would give states immediate and free access to federal and state databases with citizenship information. In a recent committee hearing, we heard evidence of non-citizens appearing on voter rolls in states across the country, and it's critical that we provide the resources states need to remove non-citizens from their voter rolls.
Sounds pretty easy, right? It would make it easier for the states. It would help states go and do their job of keeping non-citizens from registering to vote in federal elections. And that's why the Democrats oppose this, because they want to be able to cheat. They want to be able to flood the zone. They are flooding the zone. The fact that Joe Biden's against this says everything. There's no reason why you would not be in favor of this act if you actually wanted elections to be honest, with integrity, and to keep people who should not be voting from voting. But that's what the Democrats want. That's their whole plan. Their entire plan here is to get illegal immigrants to vote, with the promises of citizenship if the Democrats take power. And that's what they tell these people. And they've got, you know, we've played you the videos. I mean, they've got people on the ground that are telling illegal immigrants this and how they can register to vote and how they can access their benefits. And then they tell them the quiet part out loud. You know, if the Democrats win, they're going to make you a citizen, so you'll never have to leave. If the Republicans win, they're going to deport you. So what do you want to do? And you have Trump out there saying he's going to deport people, which is what he should be saying, because these people are here illegally, and that's what our country is supposed to do under federal law. And then the people on the ground in places like Texas and Florida, New York, wherever else, they tell these illegal immigrants, but, you know, if you vote and the Democrats win and you can help us flip Texas and make it a blue state, for example, or help us flip Florida and make it blue, even though that's not going to happen anytime soon. Neither is Texas. But that's the ultimate goal. It's a big goal. But don't forget, you have illegal immigrants now in every single state in the country. So does it matter in Michigan? Sure, 10,000 could make a huge difference in that state. There are illegal immigrants in Pennsylvania. Could it come down to that? I don't think so. I think Trump wins by a bigger margin. But let's assume it's close. Let's assume it's close and it comes down to 5 or 10,000 illegal immigrants voting in a swing state. It has the potential to make an absolute difference. Of course it does. If Biden's the nominee, I think Trump crushes him. I don't know what I don't know. If it's somebody else, who knows? Who knows? Only the shadow knows at this point. But what I do know, though, is that why would we want to allow the possibility of that to occur? And the answer is we don't. But Democrats do, because they may have to rely on that. They may have to rely on that. And you look at the border situation, you say to yourself, I understand these people are philosophically open borders. They believe that America is a horrible place, so that everybody should be allowed to come here to this hellhole. And we should not be turning anybody away who wants to come to this awful, awful, abysmal place. And we have to atone for all of our colonialism and our slavery and everything else. So everybody should be allowed to come here. And they do believe that. That is a core philosophy, but it's also pragmatic for them. It helps them expand the size of the welfare state, which is one of their goals, gets us closer towards their socialist utopia, and you get to flood the zone with more voters. Not that hard to see. So when Biden comes out and opposes this, you understand exactly why. And every day, we're not talking about the border as much, because at this point now, it's just a normal occurrence. Why does the Biden administration oppose Texas's efforts to put up razor wire? Why does the Biden administration not doing what it needs to do right now to secure the southern border? And don't talk about comprehensive immigration reform. I'm talking about border. I'm talking about national security, the national security imperative that is people crossing the border illegally into the United States of America. I'm not talking about people who come in through a port of call, a port of entry. I mean, I'm not talking about that. But the quiet part is they may need those votes. And they're planning for every scenario to still try to maintain power. And if they got to rely on that, they're not going to let the Republicans get in the way by actually forcing the states to turn around and say, you have to prove your citizenship to vote in a federal election. Obviously, the federal government doesn't have jurisdiction over school boards, but you've got school board elections around the country where they're letting non-citizens vote. California, New Jersey. I mean, New Jersey, there's a school board, I think it's in Newark, New Jersey. They are letting 16-year-olds vote in the school board elections. But the feds can only control, Congress can only control federal elections. That's it. And the elections are run by the states. So if you pass this law, then the states then would be required to say, well, you got to show proof of citizenship to vote. Now, there's lots of different ways you can do that. It's called a birth certificate. A passport works. But then we go back to the old argument of, well, people don't have those documents and it's racist to assume that they do. Well, then I have to ask the obvious question. Then isn't it racist to assume that anytime somebody is forced to show a passport, that that is also racist? I mean, why are we not screaming about the racism that's inherent in our international travel system? And why is the Biden administration at the NATO summit coming up not calling on NATO members to drop the passport requirements before entry into their countries? If it's so racist to get a passport, that means then that you've got millions and millions of people who are disenfranchised from ever visiting the Caribbean, the Dominican Republic, let alone Europe or Asia or the other places in the world people may want to travel. I can't name them all, but there's a lot of beautiful places around this country. There's a lot of asshole places, too, by the way. But you can't go to Cuba right now, and not officially. You can go on like a tour group or something. And the easiest way is just to go through Canada. You want to go to Cuba. Just like the Prime Minister of Canada, Justin Trudeau, who goes there quite a bit. Well, he loves it there. What? I didn't say anything. All I said was he loves to travel to Cuba. Your itchy trigger finger over there, DeSantis.
Well, I didn't know where you were going with it.
I'm just pointing out that Justin likes to go to Cuba.
That's fine. You can say that.
He was there eulogizing his father, Fidel Castro.
No.
Went too far there. He did eulogize Fidel Castro, though, for the record.
That part's true, yeah.
That part's true. And I remember him at the podium going, "Why, Dad? Why?"
that part did not happen.
Allegedly, but it could have, in his mind, happened. You can't read his mind. You don't know what he was thinking.
I guess that's true. You got me there.
Funerals are always tough for their sons of their dad to bury the old man.
His father is Pierre Trudeau.
Allegedly, but I'm just saying his mom was a heck of a swinger. I mean, she liked to swing on swings. I don't know what you people are talking about, but just happened to spend a lot of time there. But that's the best way to go to Cuba, is you go through Canada. And it helps if you're the bastard love child of Fidel Castro. I'm just saying it helps. I'm not saying he is. I'm just saying it helps.
We didn't say it was Trudeau that was. That if you were,
if
it would help.
You happen to be the bastard love child of Fidel Castro because your mom slept with him behind your father's back, who was at the time the Prime Minister of Canada.
Right, that's too specific.
Okay, that's a gown getting wet. That's all right. Fair. That's a very specific analogy or hypothetical scenario. Or the exact historical fact. It's
no.
Just a bit. Okay. Fair. I'll move on that fact. I would like to go to Cuba at some point.
Why?
I don't know. Get a nice cigar, I guess.
It doesn't seem worth it.
No. They have nice cars there, I hear.
Don't they just have old cars?
That's it. They have the old cars. The good stuff.
I like new cars. They have air conditioning.
I like new cars. Well, it probably won't be anytime soon anyway, so there you go. 855-839-1210 is the number. Richard in Havertown, the best voice of any caller in radio. Hello, Richard.
Hey, thank you for having me on. So, I have a question for you. It's not even a question. It's more like a statement. When there's an election and you go to vote physically in that election, somebody has to sign you in. Every election I'm there to sign you in with other people where I live. I'm forbidden to ask for identification if their name shows up in the rolls. All I can do is check a signature. And if he's remotely close, I have to let him vote. So I will have no way of preventing illegal votes from happening, even though I'm there. So when you hear the GOP say protect the vote, I don't know how they're going to do that. There's no physical way that someone that works in the elections is allowed to do that. And when they come in for the mail-in vote, it's even less. And the same thing is true It just happened in the United Kingdom and in France. In France, Le Pen won the most votes, but she's still in third place because of the way they do their system. In the United Kingdom, the Conservatives still had the majority of the votes, but they didn't get the majority of members of Parliament because of the quirks. So the deep state exists all throughout the Western world. So the real question is, how do you circumvent the deep state that is determined to remain in power and determined to cause election not only interference, but elections made impossible to verify non-citizens or maneuverings in such a fashion? Because, like you said, if Biden gets replaced, other than the fact that Kamala is going to raise a stink if she's not the she'll be the president or not, because if he's resigning as the running for president, why would he stay in power? That would make Kamala, but de facto, have to demand that she be made president and bring in the 25th Amendment. Otherwise, why is he staying in power? See how all this works? So now I have a question for you.
Sure.
How does one answer that?
Well, look, I can't answer all that. I can only say that what the SAVE Act would do is at the point of somebody registering to vote, they would have to show proof of citizenship.
I agree entirely. How do you circumvent and get the print? Can you do it on a statewide level, on each state demanding that? There's 50 states. At least some of the states that are Republican controlled should certainly make the SAVE Act on a state level, saying you can't vote unless you're a citizen.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be challenging the courts, but they should. You're right. Absolutely, they should. I agree. Look, Richard, it's an ongoing problem we're going to continue to talk about. I can only tell you that the SAVE Act would obviously, I know you agree with it, would go a long way toward at least keeping people from signing up, but it doesn't do much to deal with the current problem on Election Day, because you could still have somebody go with a different name.
So. Yeah, or use their name and say sure. They're a citizen, and I can't challenge
them. Yeah, no, absolutely.
So
We need to have voter ID. I agree with you 100%. We're on the same page. You're preaching to the choir, buddy. Yeah. I agree with you. I got to run, though,
All right.
Thank you, Richard. I appreciate the call very much. No doubt about it. By the way, Santa Clara County, California. This is an interesting statistic for you. In June, Politico reported that Santa Ana City Council, one of Southern California's largest cities, pushed for non-citizens to be permitted to vote. This would extend only to local elections, allegedly. Allegedly. Now, listen, I told you yesterday how a lot of Americans are foregoing summer vacation because of Biden's crappy economy. I don't want you to be one of those people, and you don't have to be. Because thanks to the wonderful people at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, you can still make that summer vacation happen. And you can make memories with your kids, with your family, with your husband, your wife, whoever. Book a July midweek stay and you're going to receive resort credits. And the longer you stay at the Grand Hotel, the more you get in resort credits. Stay three nights, get $60 a night in resort credits. Stay five nights, get $70 a night. Stay seven nights, get $80 a night in resort credits that you can use for food and beverages at Hemingway's restaurant, the outdoor pool bar, the beach concession stand, or even the gift shop as well. They offer guest rooms, suites, and townhomes equipped with a kitchenette and a fridge. So it's really the best of both worlds. You know, you have all the amenities of this full-service resort. You don't have to worry about doing the sheets and the towels, but you also have the conveniences of a refrigerator and a kitchenette, so you can save a few bucks that way and then use your resort credits for going out to eat at Hemingway's restaurant or getting some drinks at the pool, however you want to do it. Either way, the Grand Hotel makes it so easy, but you have to book now because the offer is only good until July 18th, and that's 9 days away. So book your stay today by calling 800-257-8550, 800-257-8550, or visit them online at grandhotelcapemay.com. Grandhotelcapemay.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
I don't know if he's going to announce his VP pick tonight. Who knows? But I do wonder if the campaign is now thinking in terms of, all right, if we're not dealing with Biden, does that change the trajectory of things? I don't know if he needs to. Yeah, Rubio rearranged his schedule to be there. But then we get into the Florida problem, though, if you pick Rubio. And then the Electoral College issue that you talked about as well. So, DeSantis, if it's Rubio, it's that same Electoral College problem, right?
Yeah, so supposedly, well, there's a piece in the New York Post today saying that if he does select Rubio, they're not going to run the risk, so he'll just switch to another state, which means Ron DeSantis will have to fill that void. He'll get to choose the senator. So
Rubio can just pick up and move to another state just like that?
It sounds a little sketchy to me, but evidently that's what the New York Post is reporting would happen. But everything that I've read seems to indicate that Rubio's sort of the third man in the rotation right now.
Yeah.
Burgum's the front runner. J.D. Vance is...
My man Burgum.
J.D. Vance is second up, but because they're so far ahead in polling, they want to limit the risk of, like, upsetting moderates. So J.D. Vance wouldn't necessarily be the guy to go to in that situation. But J.D. and Donald Trump Jr., very close friends. Don Jr. is the one pushing for J.D., according to the rumors.
And apparently, Governor Kristi Noem of South Carolina, all of her official social media accounts have been taken down. Have you noticed that?
She should have done that sooner.
Yeah, probably so.
Remember, she was the front runner to be VP?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
And I was rooting for her.
Well.
So was Corey, and that's all.
Allegedly.
No, he was rooting for her to be the VP, is what I'm saying. I'm not implying anything else. So that got awkward. Speaking of Fidel, I mean, Justin Trudeau, he made a comment about NATO and their biggest challenge, the biggest threat facing NATO. So I'll get into that with you at 5 o'clock. We've got the 30 minutes of nonstop talk coming up, brought to you by the Grand Hotel. We're going to be streaming it live on YouTube. for your enjoyment, your watching pleasure. And I got a lot of other things to get into that are not directly related to Joe Biden and the politics of all this. But I do think it's very interesting that when you think about Trump beating Kamala Harris, and you think about how Kamala Harris is almost a sure loser, you still have the problem we've come back to 2 years. We've been talking about this for 2 years now. How do you deal with Kamala Harris? And I'm still not convinced she's going to be the nominee. I still hold out hope that, not hope, that's the wrong way. I still believe that they are going to do something behind the scenes that's going to cause her to have an exit strategy as well, because she can't win. But I still hold out hope that Trump wins no matter what, if the Republicans are smart and they let the American people know that the Democrats are playing games. And that's why we need a Stop the Swap campaign. Stop the Swap. And they need to go out there and they need to let people know that this is what they're trying to do. And they have to make the American people aware of this, because I don't want a situation to happen where Biden and or Kamala Harris are able to look sympathetic to the American people, and the American people think, oh, well, you know, it's okay. Biden's just a sick old man and she got a better job offer. I don't want that to happen. And my hope is that Trump wins no matter what, no matter who they put up there, Gavin Newsom, Gretchen Whitmer, Phil Murphy. I mean, it doesn't matter. But again, I don't know what I don't know. So I would like things to stay exactly the way they are. I'd like it to be Biden, Harris. And I think Trump will beat them like a drum going into this November. And then we'll be very happy when I can bring my kids to the White House Easter egg roll in April of 2025. So, and I've already promised Reagan she's going to the White House for the Easter egg roll. And Patrick and Claire, too. What about me? Yes, you too, Claire. I always have to do that, because whenever I say, Patrick, you want to do this? What about me? Yes, honey, you as well. Middle child syndrome, you know. So, no, you're all coming.
Can I go to the Easter egg hunt? I'm good at finding it.
Absolutely not.
Come on.
No, that was the one request of the Trump campaign. I said, but DeSantis can't come. It's the one deal. It's the one request I had. It's like, all I ask for in exchange, I don't want a job. I just want to go to the White House Easter egg roll, but DeSantis can't come.
Darn.
They said, you can bring a couple guests. I was like, how about my kids? They're like, well, duh, yeah, but who else? Matt? I'm like, no, absolutely not. In fact, I need you to put him on the Secret Service block list.
Oh, come on.
So he can't come to the White House Easter egg roll. Oh, no. All right, we got 30 minutes of nonstop talk straight ahead. Don't go away.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything, and that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.